Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for March 19th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Matt. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm doing well. Very happy that we have more than 13 minutes of Big Brother to talk about on this lovely Monday morning.
Yeah, it's basically the complete opposite of last week's live feed update with Matt.
Right. If anybody in the Big Brother world of Big Brother Canada heard last week's update, they turned things around for us and they really made up for last Sunday and delivered with yesterday.
Yeah. I mean, for all we know, there could have been lots of this happening. We just didn't see it.
Yeah. I mean, it sounded like there was something happening when there was Ryan trying to flip the vote on Hamza last week. But I don't know. This past yesterday, I think was good enough. I forgive them.
Yes, and we are talking about the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds here, so very, very excited to be here this morning because there's a lot to update you on. This is going to be, as I tweeted out, an action-packed live feed update. Lots and lots to get through, so we're going to do our best to break this down for you. Again, if you have any questions, make sure you join us on Facebook at Rob Has a Podcast on the Facebook page or on the Rob Has website page or on YouTube or wherever you want to watch, but there's a chat room also on the Rob Has a website page. So you can ask us questions. You can send them in to me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn, wherever you want to talk to me, try and get those questions in. We will do our best to answer you. But in the meantime, we're going to try and take this day piece by piece from the beginning of the day to the end of the day and try to decode all of the things that are being said and let you know the origins and all of it. So to start the day, we had Will and Johnny talking, and they are talking about what had happened the night before, which is Hamza had won the power veto. If you need a reminder about the previous update, Hamza had won the veto, and his initial plan was he was going to take Jesse down and replace him with Ryan in order to rattle Ryan's cage. However, Will really pushed hard against that. Didn't really work, though. Hamza was dead set on nominating Ryan. Hamza then had a conversation with Jesse where he said, "Hey, Jesse, I'm going to use the veto on you. Isn't that great?" And Jesse was apparently just a bit of a sore loser or something or other. Jesse said that something about the competition that made Hamza mad. And then most importantly, as Jesse left the room, the door closed a little hard. And Hamza didn't like that. That to Hamza, that was Jesse slamming the door, Jesse being a sore loser. I don't think this is true. I have no reason to believe Jesse was angry in any way. I don't believe we saw the door close on the live feeds. But this is really what sets Hamza off and starts making him think, maybe I should be targeting Jesse.
Well, if you're going to be a sore loser the way that apparently Jesse was, and we might not have seen all of this, but Jesse pretty much confirmed throughout his conversations yesterday that he was being a sore loser. He was in a bad mood, and he did maybe close the door a little harder than normally somebody would close a door when they're leaving a room, especially after Hamza told him that I'm going to use the veto on you. And the way he reacted was just like he told him that he wasn't. It was a very strange reaction. And, you know, all of this that's coming from it, I would say it's pretty deserved if that's the way that Jesse acted after that conversation took place.
Well, see, my take from it was that, well, Jesse was saying that in order to be like, well, I don't, that's not what I intended. That's not what I did. But it maybe the door closed a little hard. Maybe I was being a little weird, like trying to appease Hamza's, you know, viewpoint of the situation. But I didn't get the sense that he was actually believing that he did any of those things necessarily. But who knows? Yeah. So Hamza has now started to flip against Jesse. This is the night prior to the day we're recapping. And Johnny ends up swooping in and giving him an emotional appeal, saying, "These people, you can't trust them. They pretend to be your friend. They're very sneaky. You need to go after Jesse." And this really seems to flip Hamza over to the idea of, okay, maybe we should target Jesse. Let me sleep on it. So Will and Johnny are now talking the next morning about this whole idea to target Ryan or put Ryan on the block. They think it's so dumb. Johnny wants Jesse out of the game, by the way, because that yesterday he heard that that Jesse had dropped his name. When Jesse found out that he was going to go up on the block, Jesse had said, "Well, can't we put Johnny up instead?" That really pissed Johnny off and set this whole thing in motion where he is now against the people, those people in the red room. He also wants to protect Olivia and Allie. He feels like they have been unfairly targeted here. He doesn't believe all of the rumors that are mostly false. And so Johnny is now fully integrated into this plan. And Will is very against Jesse, mostly because I think he wants to make a big move and take out big threats. And I think that Will really does see himself like a John party. And John was initially kind of included in the first five cool kid club, but John was very much an outsider. John was a misfit. And I think that's how Will sees himself. And he just can't, he wants to be the misfit. He wants to be the person that is taking the shot at the cool kids, regardless of whether it's a good move for him. I think this is what Will is there for.
I'm 100% with you on that. It seemed like the alliance that he had made with Derek and Jesse at the beginning of the game was a little bit more of just like convenience. Like, hey, we're just three bros. Like, obviously, we're going to come together and we'll tell each other information. But as the game went on, Will started developing relationships with other people. He got closer with Johnny. He got closer with Hamza. A few other people, Veronica. So he doesn't see Jesse and Derek as important as he might have thought he would in the beginning of the game when he aligned with them. So now that he has all these other allies and he sees this target in front of him that is sitting on the block with a very easy, it would be a very easy shot to get him now while we have him there. It's a very appealing idea to him. And Will, like you said, is all about making the big move right now. He really wants to take this big shot, and having Johnny backing him up right now and saying like, yeah, let's do this. And the two of them are even closer, in the past few days. That's what started all of this.
Yeah. And I think it's important to understand these two and their motivations, because without them, this would not be happening. Johnny and Will are definitely the people pushing this plan. They are also the ones that are going to make it happen, both with Hamza and the rest of the house with the votes. So Hamza eventually joins them and he says, "Look, I've slept on it and I'm in. I want Jesse out. Even just looking at his face pisses me off right now." Hamza has just completely done a 180 on Jesse. He is he's really upset about this supposed door slam.
And he's also like, we'll probably talk about this like a lot throughout, this morning. But he's really big on like the making the big TV moments and making big like things that that'll be on the episode that'll be like, let me just say this, even if it's not 100% true. So he's just saying like, yeah, like I Jesse's pissing me off and everything about his face is making me angry this morning. Like, I don't even know if he 100% feels that way, but like he's very loud about it.
Yeah, he thinks he's a hothead. He's now saying that Jesse forced him to swear on his fiance, yeah, Carolyn's wife, which is definitely not true. Hamza like just very much offered this swear on Carolyn's life. But now he's saying that Jesse's a bully because Jesse forced him to swear on her life. And that's one of the reasons why he needs to go. I honestly don't know if he believes this or not. I feel like part of him might actually believe this.
I feel like he's had a really, really crazy 24 hours and just everything that's been going on in his head. He's been trying to jumble the house so much and like get everybody on edge and make everybody start questioning each other. And I feel like he's starting to question himself because he's doing such a good job at causing chaos that I think he's even in his own head, he's having a little bit of a hard time separating what's real and what's not real.
Yes, and it's there's a lot of that actually happening.
Yeah.
So now that they've decided, now that Jesse is definitely going to be going or going to be staying on the block, now comes the hard part, because we talked about this yesterday. Even if Hamza decides to leave Jesse on the block, if he doesn't use the veto, he's gonna have a hard time rounding up votes, because Veronica is very set on taking Olivia out. Veronica very much wants to keep Jesse at this moment. Obviously, Maddie also wants Liv out, because Liv is coming after Maddie. Paris obviously wants Liv out. So there's a lot of people that that need to get on board with this plan in order for it to work. And a lot of people who it's really not in their interests to get on board with this plan. So at this point, it's looking like it's probably still not going to happen, though. However, they do have the benefit of being the only people that know this is going to happen. And will Johnny and Maddie end up talking, and Will and Johnny really start to push toward Maddie this idea that, hey, we should be taking Jesse out? And Maddie very understandably is like, why? Yeah. Why are we doing that? Because I know Olivia's after me. She said my name. She is coming after me. I know that. Jesse is not. But Johnny, again, kind of swoops in. He says, look, if we save Olivia, she's not going to come after you anymore. We can make some kind of deal. It'll be totally cool. And then because Will is so adamant about it, Maddie just kind of gives in. And I got to say, I was not expecting this from Maddie, because I don't think this is good for Maddie in any way. I think that if she pushes back, she may stop the plan right here and there. Because she gives in, she's now put herself in a more vulnerable position.
Right. And like you said, it's not good for Maddie. Yesterday, I think you guys talked about Veronica and Will had been in the hot tub, the bathtub during that conversation where Maddie came into the HOH room and was telling Hamza that her target is Maddie. For some reason, that's who Olivia had said that her target was. Out of all of the big threats in the house, she said Maddie. So when Veronica and Will brought that back to Maddie and they said, we heard, like, with our own ears, we were spying in on their conversation, we heard Olivia say that she is targeting you, Maddie. So now Maddie has no reason to think that anybody in the house should go before Olivia. Like, Olivia should be her number one priority to take out. But it's just as this conversation goes on, and I think a lot of this has to do with Johnny. I think that a few different people are really excited about the idea of working with Johnny. They like him. They think he's smart. They think that, some of them have wanted to work with him a little bit so far, but they haven't really seen an opportunity. So when Johnny and, you know, Maddie's good friend Will are coming at her with this idea, she's like, you know, like, Olivia really isn't that big of a threat. Like, I know that it's not smart for my game, but I trust you guys. And I, at this point in the day, I really think that she is on board with the plan.
Yeah, and it really can't be understated how important Johnny is for this plan. Johnny is essentially the person that ends up flipping Hamza. He's the person that kind of ends up flipping Maddie. And then we'll very, very shortly be talking about how he is the person that now will end up flipping Veronica. All of these things, like, if the door hadn't closed so hard, this might not happen. If Jesse hadn't just out of nowhere said Johnny's name for no good reason, this may not be happening, because Johnny has been so important in putting this whole thing together. So Maddie does eventually give in to this plan. She said, all right, I trust you guys. I'm willing to go along with this if you really think it's for the best. So next up, Johnny has to talk to Veronica, and Veronica's going to be a hard nut to crack, because Veronica, like Will, it doesn't have much of a reason to do this. Veronica's in very good with Jesse and Derek and Kayla, as well as the other side. And for Veronica to get rid of Liv is a great move for her. And that's sort of her initial pushback when Johnny starts talking to her about this plan. She says, I think it's too early. We can take a shot later. Like, it'll be fine. I don't know if this is the right move. But again, Johnny just, he seems to know what to say to convince people. He's like, look, like, this trio, they're dangerous. We can save it for later, but what if they win? If they win, then all of a sudden the house is flipped against us, and that's no good. We don't need to be afraid of Olivia, Ali, and Ryan. Why are we afraid of those three? They're not forces to be reckoned with. You can beat them in competitions. Veronica's like, yes, I can. You know, I I'm starting to see it your way, Johnny. I'm starting to feel this. And of course, he appeals to this this sense of like making a big move. Veronica, I think, is very influenced by Will's sense of adventure. She really likes Will. And so if Will is in on this and Johnny is appealing to that same sense of adventure and like making a big move and making a mark on the game, she's really starting to get into it. And now with both Maddie and Veronica flipped, it's starting to look like this is actually going to happen, Matt.
Right. And exactly like you were saying, it just seems like she started the conversation by trying to drill into Johnny's head. Like, why are we going to even consider getting rid of Jesse? We can bring in We can bring in Kayla and Derek and they'll be with us. And Olivia is a big threat. Like, we have to get her out. And just over the course of like the conversation, it was only Veronica and Johnny out there. And Johnny just convinces her and she does like a full, you know, 360 and she is on board with the plan as well. She's like, you know, this does make sense. I'm agreeing with you. And Veronica, this whole last week, towards the end of the week, she was getting pumped up about like, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to make big moves. Like, I'm ready. Like, whatever we're going to do next, I'm pumped up. And, you know, taking out Olivia, I guess, like, I guess anybody could understand that this is really not the biggest move. And they were all so hyped up for this big week of some kind of crazy move being made. And Olivia really isn't that move. So I think she sees, you know, it's pretty clear that Jesse is a big move. And having, having Johnny and her best friend in the house, Will, presenting this idea, it's hard for her to say no. She is on board.
Yeah, I really sort of look at this whole day and week in the situation as like Paris has been so influential in the house to the sense that like she has painted Olivia as this big target, and she has painted Allie and as well as this like these crazy people who are going to be going after people, and it's totally false. Like, it's not a big move to target them, but Paris had people convinced. It was like she had some kind of poison smoke that everyone was like entranced by, and she just kind of dropped the ball a little. She took her foot off the pedal. She was like, I'm playing too hard. That's what everyone online is saying. I'm playing too hard. So I'm going to take my foot off the pedal a little bit. And then Johnny, who had just been kind of napping, woke up when he heard Jesse say his name and went, hold on. He went around to everyone and like gave them the antidote to Paris's poison and woke them up and said, no. Here's what we're doing now. We're doing the real big move. I really feel this is Johnny completely outmaneuvering Paris. When it comes to, influence and the target this week, Paris really should have had this on lockdown, but dropped the ball here. And I think it's largely due to Johnny's influence. So we then get the next segment of the day. Erica and Johnny had been talking, and Erica had told Johnny, look, I've been hearing that Olivia has been saying that we're in an alliance together with Al. Allie and her and Ryan, and this is no good. Why is Olivia saying this? And again, this is coming from Paris. Paris told Kayla. Kayla told Erica. This is where that's coming from. They don't know that, but Johnny says no. That doesn't make sense. I don't believe that. Why don't we just go ask Olivia? Which again, like, Johnny is the knife that is just cutting through Paris's poison. And he says, look, let's go ask Olivia. So they go to Olivia. Olivia says, what are you talking about? I've never said that. And they decide, like, we need to get to the bottom of this. We need to figure this out, Matt.
Yeah, Johnny is very smart. Like, they're like, that's the theme, I guess, of this update. He's got his finger on the pulse of everything, and especially with these people that he's closely allied with, like Olivia and Allie. Like, he has a very good read on who they are as people, as players, and what their capabilities are. And his thinking in his head of, is Olivia going around telling people that there is a 5-person alliance? Like, first of all, if there was, why would she be telling everybody who it is and like, telling Paris, these are the 5 people that I'm in an alliance with and you're not in it? Like, it doesn't make any sense to him. And he's, you know, 100% correct that Olivia never said anything like this. And also, this alliance does not exist. So Johnny's hearing that he's in an alliance with, you know, I mean, he is pretty close with these 4 people or 3 people and Ryan. He's, you know, nobody's really close with Ryan, but just to hear this, he's like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't believe it for a second. So, you know, of course they go running to Olivia and they're just like, so you said any of this stuff or no? And she's like, no, I never said anything like that. And they do believe her because it doesn't make any sense that she would.
Yes. So they then they have a conversation. Olivia, Kayla, Allie and Erica have a conversation together where they say, look, you know, let's clear the air here. Let's figure this out. And Kayla says, look, everyone has been telling me that you two, Allie and Olivia, have been coming after me. And just as a refresher, this information comes from Paris, who is largely making it up. By pretending that Olivia is coming for them because Paris is upset about the whole Olivia Jesse jealousy situation. It's also coming from Veronica, who also has lied about this situation. She pretended when Veronica was in the bathtub and she heard Olivia talking, I don't know if Veronica believes this because she keeps saying it over and over, but Veronica has been telling people that that Olivia said she was targeting the showmance, which I'm pretty sure is not true. They're also hearing it from Ryan, and Ryan is the only person of those three that I believe is actually telling the truth when he says Allie said that she was coming after the showmance, because it was true. But it just the fact that it got out was so shocking to Allie because she hadn't really told anyone other than Ryan. So Allie tries to explain away Ryan's contribution to this information by saying, look, you remember, Ryan pulled us all one by one. He said, who would you go after in 5 or 6 weeks? Don't you think the showmance is a target? And she was like, yes, I agree. The showmance is a target. And she's saying, that's why, if you heard from Ryan, that's where it came from. I did not actively make any plans to come after you, which is a lie, but it sounds very believable, Matt.
Yeah, and Erica explained it perfectly. You know, it was Big Brother 101, but sometimes like you need a refresher and you need to be brought back down to that 101 level to remember that, yes, conversations in the Big Brother house will start off at this small little thing, blow up to a bigger thing. And then by the time it gets back to you, it's just this whole thing that was never said. So she's, you know, and Erica's trying to be like the mediator in this conversation. And she's trying to, you know, make sure that everybody's like staying calm and that the information is being shared and whatever. But Erica's 100% correct in her assessment of this, that all of this started just because of these small conversations that people like Paris were blowing up into these huge things that aren't what the person had originally said. Like Allie and Olivia had never said, we're coming after the showmans. They had no intentions of, I don't think they were even coming after Paris or anything like that, but Paris wanted to move the game in this direction of taking out Olivia and, you know, taking Allie out of the equation as well because of the association with Olivia. And that's just how this whole thing has turned into such a big craziness, you know?
Yeah. And so Allie says, look, I've heard that you guys are coming after me, which is also true because they had heard that Allie was coming after them. So this is all real information. But they're saying like, no, oh, that's not true. So where is this information coming from? And they sort of unintentionally start looking for the rat, the person that's trying to divide them. Who's giving away all this false information? Who's pitting us against each other? And there really is somebody. And that person is Paris. But they have a hard time pinpointing Paris. And I don't know if this is because Kayla is protecting Paris or if they genuinely don't know. But they're like, who could this be? Who is trying to pit us against each other? And they kind of eventually come up with Maddie. They feel like, Maddie is the one. Maddie is trying to pin us against each other. I'm pretty sure it's just like Olivia just has this thing about Maddie. She just doesn't like Maddie. Yeah. They've never clicked. Olivia will continue to target Maddie no matter what Maddie does. And this is one of the reasons why Maddie should not be okay with Liv staying in the house. But they eventually start to like Maddie. She's probably the one that doing this all like that Maddie.
Yeah, and Maddie, the fun part is when Maddie comes into the room and breaks up the entire conversation that they were having about her. And a little bit later on, she sees them going into like the hot tub area and she stops her conversation with Hamza. And she's like, I got to go follow them. I want to see what they're saying. So, yeah, they keep blaming it on Maddie. I don't know. Like you said, I think that Kayla might be trying to protect Paris. That seems like the most reasonable answer for why she's not, you know, coming up and saying like, well, this is where I got my information from. And I don't think that Olivia or Allie really suspect Paris of being any any kind of information leaker. If anything, I feel like they might think that it is Ryan because Ryan was the one having these conversations last week where he was gathering information and then talking to everybody in the house about, you know, this is what, like, tell me what you want and maybe I'll tell you a little bit about what other people want. So I feel like they do see it as Ryan, which is funny because aren't they in an alliance with him? Isn't this the 5-person alliance that they have with Ryan? And Paris is getting away from this.
Yeah. So they eventually start talking like, okay, look, if we don't have anything actually against each other, why don't we just start working with each other? Like we should not be allowing ourselves to be broken up by this white room coalition. We should be able to work together. We shouldn't be split up in this. But the problem is if the nominations stay the same, we're going to kind of be campaigning against each other, which isn't very good. But you know what? Whatever. Like we'll campaign against each other, whatever. Like we'll figure it out. Let's try to come together after this week. Let's try to come back together. Let's not let this information hinder us, and let's make sure we don't let these guys get in the way of this woman thing. We need to stick together, and this may end up being Kayla's saving grace if this week does not go according to plan. If they're able to come back together, and this could really be something that is bad for everyone, you know, trying to come after the showmance. If they're able to make this work after the conversation ends, both pairs kind of talk to each other. Allie says she's not really willing to trust them yet. But she is open to working with them in the future, and she definitely wants Jesse to go this week. And then now Erica and Kayla are like, you know what? Kind of okay with Jesse leaving now. Kind of, you know, maybe it's all right if he leaves. If we have these girls, then we might not be in a terrible spot.
And I do feel like a little bit of this is Kayla, that Kayla's playing well and she's just telling people that maybe a little bit that she's willing to get rid of Jesse because she doesn't want to stand out as the one person that is that doesn't want to see Jesse go. And, you know, later on, we'll see other people saying that they may not want Jesse to leave. But when Erica's saying that, you know, maybe this isn't such a bad idea, Kayla's just kind of jumping in and saying, yeah, you're right. Like Jesse can go. Like, I don't need Jesse. He's close with Derek anyway. And if Jesse leaves, I have Derek all to myself.
Yes. So that's happening there. Erica and Kayla are growing closer. They're talking about being willing to let Jesse go. Meanwhile, Paris and then Derek both talk to Jesse. They've both been told now, they've both been made aware that Hamza was annoyed about the conversation he had last night with Jesse. So Paris warns him, look, he was mad about that comment you made about the competitions. And Derek says, hey, he was mad that you slammed the door. So Jesse's like, okay, I guess I gotta go, you know, apologize. Actually, he doesn't apologize. Yeah, that's later. But Jesse knows now that he needs to apologize.
He doesn't want to, though. He really doesn't feel like he needs to.
Exactly. And this is what I'm saying. We're like, he's like, what are you talking about? That was a very cordial conversation. It was like 5 minutes long. I don't understand why he's mad about it. We can just skip ahead to the apology. Jesse goes up. He apologizes to Hamza. He says, look, I didn't mean to say anything about the competition. Like, you totally deserved that. And Hamza's like, I wasn't mad about the competition. I mean, you kind of did slam the door a little bit, but he's like, I totally did not mean to slam the door. I promise. Like, maybe it closed a little hard. I'm not sure, but I'm really sorry about all this. I hope it doesn't impact our you know, relationship, so on and so forth. Hamza says, don't worry about it. It's totally fine. But Hamza's not happy with this. He thinks this is even sketchier than if he hadn't apologized, according to Hamza.
Right, but I also don't want to brush over the middle of the day when Jesse finds out about this and he starts going off about Hamza like over and over again to Derek. He's like, oh, he's being a little bitch. Like,
yes,
like he's such a baby. Like you were crying and whining and all this stuff, and then you win one competition. And he was very, very mad about it. And everybody kept coming up to him. It's like when you're at like, you know, some kind of party and like you realize that there's like the one drunk person that's like angry in the corner, and you keep going over to them to check on them, and they're like, no, I'm fine. Like let me alone, I'm fine. That was Jesse yesterday. He was just like, I don't know why everybody thinks I'm so mad or I'm so upset. Like, I'm not, I'm fine. And then he goes off into another 5-minute rant about how awful Hamza is and how mad he is at him.
Yeah, Jesse is very much, he was this cool, laid back, collected guy, and that was working really well for him. But then Hamza just like randomly decided to nominate him and he lost his cool instantly. Yeah. This is a guy that cannot handle pressure and may end up going home because of it. Mm-hmm. That's no good for Jesse. So Hamza has now decided that Derek needs to know. Because he had told Derek about the conversation with Jesse, he had said, Derek, like, things are fine, don't worry, but you know, Jesse kind of did make me a little wary. He's now deciding Derek needs to know that the house has flipped. Everybody wants Jesse out because that way he won't be mad at me when I don't use the veto on Jesse. I can blame the house. I can say, look, I'm just trying to do things. I don't really fully understand Hems's reasoning here. It's very poor, to be honest. Hamza, this whole day is talking about, like, I am such a mastermind. I have the whole house on my side. I've convinced Derek and Kayla that it's their idea to take Jesse out. Hamza thinks he's pulling some kind of like mastermind stunt and totally like mind effing Derek. But like in reality, the words coming out of his mouth are just gibberish. So he's in this moment, he thinks like, okay, I need to inform them that the house is flipping on them.
Right. In case anybody that's listening forgot, one of the bigger plans of this week was that the Bro Alliance that, you know, had Jesse, Derek and Will was going to bring in Hamza and they were going to become this four-headed monster that was going to take on the rest of the game. But, you know, over these 12 hours in the first half of the day yesterday, Hamza realizes that the rest of the house, including people that he does feel closer to, are coming to him and they want to get rid of Jesse. And, you know, Hamza's getting rid of that idea of having the four guys together. And now he's got to slowly break it to Derek, who he has felt a little bit closer to in the past 24 hours, but it's just like, he doesn't even know what to say. Like he's trying and he doesn't want to like, just lay it on him and say like, listen, like, you know, this plan that we had, it's not going to happen. I got to get rid of Jesse. Everybody wants me to get rid of Jesse. There's nothing I can do about it. But he does. It's like he really just doesn't know what to say to him at this point.
Yeah, it's funny because Hamza wanted to shake up the house. That was his motivation going in. And throughout the day, people are like, wow, Hamza's a genius. He is shaking this house up. This house is going crazy. Hamza is getting everything that he wanted. What a force to be reckoned with. But in actuality, it's really due to Hamza's own incompetence that the house is reacting in the way that it is. Because if this were up to Hamza, he would have pulled Jesse down and put Ryan up and it would have been very stable. Because, you know, he's very susceptible to these influences and impulses, and then not really able to properly explain them away and keep everything calm. He has very unintentionally made this house complete chaos. And we thank you, Hamza. But mostly Johnny and Will.
Door did not slam, then we might have Ryan going on the block today and we'd have Olivia versus Ryan going home on the block. That's a very crazy explanation of how Big Brother works. One door slamming.
So he tells Derek that, look, the house is flipping, blah, 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 blah. Derek goes down and talks to Kayla and Erica and he's very worried now. He's saying, look, I feel like Hamza's trying to get Jesse out, but the good thing is I don't think Hamza realizes that he doesn't have the votes. And Derek is now a day behind because he was clearly not aware that Will has flipped on him. He thinks Will is totally solid. He obviously doesn't know that Maddie has now flipped on him as well. And he also thinks that he has Veronica. And those are the three keys to the vote this week. And they're not there, but he feels very confident that they still have him, that he still has them. So they're okay. And then privately, Eric and Kayla again say, wow, well, if Jesse goes, that's kind of okay. We're kind of okay with that. Then Will and Paris have a conversation. He finally lets Paris know, look, there's a plan to get Jesse out of the house. I think we're going to flip on Jesse. And she does not take it well. She's like, whoa. Why are we doing this? Liv is after us. Jesse is not. Why would we do this? This is not a good idea. This is really dumb. Why are you being dumb? Will, why are you being dumb?
Yeah, and she was also going a little bit after Maddie when they first started this conversation, and she's like, this doesn't make any sense, Olivia. Yeah, Olivia's coming after you. She's coming after everybody in our alliance. Like, why are we getting rid of our own numbers? And this is just the beginning of the Paris meltdown that lasted a few hours, and it's something that really turned Will off. It's something that is probably pushing Will closer to the Jesse side, even though he was already like fully on board with the Jesse plan. It's pushing him even farther away from Paris towards the Jesse plan. So yeah, this beginning of Paris's meltdown was pretty glorious.
Yes. And so like Will is trying to say, look, we've convinced Liv not to come after us. We've convinced Liv not to go after Maddie. Not true, but that's fine. Yeah. And he also says, look, Jesse is not on our side. We should not, like, if you're Jesse has put things in your head. You believe Jesse, but you shouldn't believe Jesse. Also not necessarily true. Jesse is actually on their side. Again, this not really the best move for Will, position wise, but TV wise, very happy for you that you're doing this well. You're winning Canada's hearts, if not the house guests' hearts. Yeah. And your motivation here is very flawed, but it's totally fine because I'm happy that you're doing it. and then Paris also was talking to Maddie, trying to convince Maddie that this is a bad move, which it is. And I think she starts to make some progress with Maddie because I think Maddie is now starting to realize, like, oh boy, like, what have I agreed to? This really isn't the best move. And Paris sees that. And I'm starting to see that too. But look, Paris, it's too late. They already have the votes. I don't think there's anything we can do at this point. And that's probably true at this point. And Maddie is trying to just go along with the flow now. She doesn't want to be the Paris who is sticking out like a sore thumb and gets cut off. Really, I think Maddie really lost a lot of positioning in the game the second she conceded to Will and Johnny earlier in the day. And once that happened, there was not much she could do to fix it.
Yeah, if you've been following Maddie throughout, you know, her time in the house so far, once you saw her have that conversation with Johnny and Will, it was pretty easy to figure out that she was going to potentially flip back once she had a conversation with Paris and Paris got her hands on her. Maddie is very easily flippable. She's very, and she said when she was talking to Johnny and Will that she knows this isn't a great idea, but like she trusts them, but she also trusts Paris so much. And to have Paris breaking down the ideas in Maddie's head exactly as Maddie was thinking about them, about how Maddie's like, I know that I should not be leaving Olivia in this house when she's coming after me. And Paris keeps reminding her of that. Maddie is, you know, I do think that she flips back over to Paris's side. But as you said, later in the day, she does start to come around to the idea that, like, all right, maybe we shouldn't be doing this so aggressively. And especially since the veto hasn't even been the veto ceremony hasn't happened yet. And it does seem like the veto isn't going to be used at this point. So there's really not much they can do right now. And the more that Maddie or Paris or both of them start attacking the house in terms of trying to save Jesse, Maddie recognizes that this really isn't a good idea.
Yeah. And I honestly, I'll go as far as to say, I think that if Maddie loses this game, I think a lot of that will be traced back to that moment in the beginning of this day where she conceded to Will. And instead of running to Paris and running to Veronica and getting everyone together who wanted Jesse to stay to flip Will back over, she conceded to Will and let them get Veronica. And by then it was too late. I think that's really where she lost it. Some people are saying that her indecision, her lack of like jumping all in is the problem. I disagree with that entirely. I think there's no situation in which this move is good for Maddie, and she really needed to shut it down. And she was unable to. She instead just kind of capitulated and went, oh, okay, I guess I'll do this. And she's been trying to say, look, I'm totally fully on board, but it doesn't matter because these people don't trust her. Olivia will never trust Maddie. Will even now is starting to feel like, I don't know. Maddie's kind of irrelevant to Will now. He's got his new crew. This crew that where it does make sense for them to target Jesse. So Maddie's kind of being left behind, and you need to be a little more on top of the eight ball there, Maddie. I'm rooting for you, but yeah.
I think she recognizes that. She recognizes that she's kind of like a free agent. She has friends in different areas of the house, but if they're not all coming together right now, it's kind of silly for her to hitch her wagon to just one of them, like to stay with Paris and, you know, lead this charge. But you know, I think she understands that.
Yes. So Kayla has a conversation with Maddie in Paris and Will. And this is where things really start to go south for Paris, at least during the day. Will is saying, look, the house is flipping. And Paris just freaks out. She's like, no, 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 no. Why? Why would we do this? Like, we should be taking Liv out. We should be keeping Jesse. This is not good. Like, what is happening here, Will? And Will just like, calm down, Paris. You're freaking out. Like, this is not okay. They get into a bit of a scuffle here.
I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that Will wasn't prepared for this necessarily. He's had this idea in his head all day that he's, you know, making this move, but I don't think he was prepared for what Paris was going to react to it. And he didn't have his like information ready to give out to her. And he was, you know, just very taken aback by how strongly she was coming at him. And he was just not prepared for it. So he kind of just reacted instead of like trying to diffuse the Paris bomb. He just,
I think the problem with Will here is that I don't think Will really understood the repercussions of what he was doing, because again, I've been talking about how I don't think this is a good move for Will strategically. And part of the reason is that that Will is essentially putting himself in the role of the swing vote. Will, who was good with everybody in the house, Derek, Jesse, they thought Will was completely with them. They were super on board with Will. They wanted to work with Will. Will obviously had the white room totally on board as well. Will was in good with everyone, and he intentionally put himself in a position where he would be in the middle in the swing vote and the very obvious betrayer, because Jesse can't go home without Will. And when Will says the house is flipping and Paris says, no, Will, you can't do this, Will, I think, starts to realize, oh shit, I am the house. I am the person deciding this vote. It's all on me. They're going to be pissed at me if I betray them. And so he kind of takes that out on Paris, who obviously is not handling this well either. Things degrade from there.
What are you fucking coming to me for?
Yeah. Paris, very quickly, Veronica has a conversation with Johnny. They've been in the hot tub like all day.
All day. Yeah.
So we'll see. Like I said, Paris had some kind of poison, that was like seeped up into everyone's stuff. Now Johnny has cut through it, and now Johnny is poisoning Veronica with hot tub poison.
Paris, the one person I think that Paris needed in the house to talk to her during the day is Veronica.
Yeah.
And Veronica was glued to the hot tub, so there was no chance for Paris to get into Veronica's ear, and they still haven't really talked. So, you know, they have the whole rest of the week for this, but Veronica did not leave Johnny's side for pretty much the entire day.
Yeah, and again, very good work for Johnny.
Yeah.
Through this bonding, one of the things that comes out throughout the day in the hot tub is that Veronica eventually tells Johnny, look, Kayla, she's got a secret. She's a rugby player. We need to get her out. We need to get her out. She's so dangerous. She's more dangerous than Derek because she plays rugby.
Well, Kayla was telling us preseason that she's this athlete that they're never going to see coming. And I don't know. I guess she was right. This is a big part of why she's such a threat.
Yeah, poor Kayla is going to be so heartbroken when her rugby buddy finds out her rugby buddy betrayed her secret.
And this is exactly when Bronte went down in Big Brother 18. So
yeah,
good luck, Kayla.
Also, Erica has a quick conversation with Hamza where she says, "Look, I'm on board with your plan. I'm down to take Jesse out." And so Hamza is now counting Erica as a vote to take Jesse out as well. Now back to the Paris and Will soap opera. They have a conversation in the little hallway with all the woodsy stuff between the hot tub and the backyard.
The Chamber of Secrets.
Yes, it's very.
I love that.
It's very fun. This hallway is great. It's very dramatic.
Yeah, but there's no good camera angles. Have you seen like a single camera angle that you've been able to like see two people's faces while they have a conversation in there?
You'd think that like a house that was just built and designed to be
every filmed. Conversation is from like the back of someone's head, and they're, and you just kind of have to hope that you can figure out who they're talking to. There's not one good camera angle in the Chamber of Secrets.
Yeah. So they're having this conversation. Paris is apologizing to Will. She's like, I'm sorry I came on so strong, but look, you're my number one. You and Maddie, you guys are my number ones. If you want to vote out Jesse, I will vote out Jesse, but let's have a conversation first. Like, let's get together and decide together. I'm sorry that I came on so strong. You guys are my number ones. I will totally vote out Jesse if you say I'm going to vote out Jesse. And no, this is not a glitch in the podcast. This is what she said like 15 times. So they have this conversation. Will again tries to argue against this idea and says, like, look, Jesse is a threat, blah, blah, blah. It's really just rehashing their previous conversation. But they theoretically mend fences here, but Paris has now realized that she maybe went out a bit too far onto a limb.
My favorite part about this is just that Paris kept saying earlier when they were talking that, like, if anybody comes into the room, I'm going to kick them out because I'm sick of people walking in on our conversations. And then as they were talking, Ryan starts to walk in. And he's like, oh, I was just going to the bathroom. She's like, no, can you just wait like 1 second? We're trying to talk here. And Ryan like can't get into the house, right? Or I don't know which side. Yeah, I think he was outside trying to get in to go to the bathroom. And Paris is like, wait, we're talking. Don't come in. But yeah, it's this conversation wasn't going so well because Paris is just continuing to push on Will so much. And like we said earlier, doing all of this when the veto isn't going to get used is just digging herself a bigger hole. So it wasn't great. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, like Paris, again, like Paris, she found out that the house was flipping and that she wasn't in control anymore. And so she went basically to all of her puppets that she's poisoned, only to find and like went with them with her usual strategies, but then discovered that somebody had gone in and given them the antidote. And now all of a sudden her pushing isn't working because the poison isn't there. And now all of a sudden she looks like a crazy person. And it's not good. It's not good for her. So
it's the poison Johnny. It's just, she didn't even talk to him at all yesterday, but
well, she did briefly after her talk with Will. She talks to the group in hot tub area where Maddie, Will, Veronica and Johnny were all there. Like, this is right after her conversation with Will, where Will was like, OK, sure, we'll have a conversation. But then in the hot tub area, he was like, oh, we're definitely doing this. We can't change the plan. And so Paris tried to pipe up a little like, well, I don't know, because I feel like Liv is coming after us. And Jesse's not great at competitions. He's 0-5, blah, blah, blah. I think that Veronica starts to be a little receptive to this. And this is why I feel like if Paris had been able to get to Veronica, she could have made a huge difference because Veronica was very much anti-Liv and pro Jesse. And so Veronica's starting to cede some points to Paris, but Johnny again, who is sitting there in the hot tub, is just like, hold on though, Jesse did mention my name, and Jesse is up there, he's convinced these people. He tells his story about how they convinced him that they were with him and so on and so forth, and Paris eventually just kind of gives up and leaves. And then Johnny makes sure that his hot tub poison is nice and solid, and Veronica is still with them.
I feel like we're going to need to go throughout the rest of this game separating Johnny from Hot Tub Johnny, because regular Johnny is like a very good Big Brother player. Like, he's got his finger on the pulse and all this stuff. But Hot Tub Johnny is like another level. Like, he's like if Hot Tub Johnny plays Big Brother Canada the rest of this season, we might have one of like the greatest players we've ever seen. Greater than Chad Elizabeth.
Yes. So Paris runs to Kayla and Derek and says, look, I've been trying to save Jesse, but I feel like I'm pushing too hard. And Derek just will not believe that Will has flipped on him. Derek is like, look, no, I think Jesse had said this too at some point to Paris. Like, I think the problem with what you did with Will is that Will was kind of upset because he was like, why are you freaking out? Because we're all good. Jesse's not leaving. Why are you freaking out about Jesse leaving when he's not? And Paris is like, but I've look. All right, fine. Okay, good. You guys think you're good? That's great. Let's have a conversation after the veto. doesn't get used. So Paris is essentially saying, look, I push too hard. I need to stop pushing because I've already sketched them out. I need to just shut my mouth and let things happen because I don't know if I can change the outcome here. And Derek is just like, I don't know. I think we're good. I think we have the votes no matter what. She's Derek. Just like, okay. Yeah. I'm sure you guys do. Okay.
Yeah. Like you said before, Derek is so far behind in what's going on in the house. It's not even funny. Like the entire game has moved like a full step further and Derek is still playing from 24 hours ago. He still thinks that he has all these votes. And it's like, it's funny. Cause obviously as viewers, we're sitting here watching the live feeds and we see everything that's happening, but and that's something that Derek has no access to, but oh my God, he's so wrong about everything he's saying. He's counting all the votes. And I think he's even counting like Marin at a certain point saying like, oh yeah, he's with us. Like we have all these votes and he's just not even almost accurate in any of these vote counts that he's trying to put together.
Yes. So then Will and Hamza have a conversation. They discuss the numbers for the votes. And they talk about that. We've got this. We're kind of sketched out about Paris. We're kind of sketched out about Maddie, but, I don't think it matters because, we've got, Veronica, Marin, Will, Allie. They're pretty sure they have Erica, who am I missing? They have at least one more, Ryan, and they have Ryan. So they have six votes regardless of Maddie and Paris. And Will is kind of starting to say, look, they're being sketchy. I don't like what Paris and Maddie are doing. Luckily we have these numbers, even if they flip against us, honestly, I trust those girls. I like those girls, but Hams, I'm with you. I'm with you to final two. Let's do this. And Hams is all on board. They love each other. Hams is like, Will, you've got a kid. You're great. I would love to lose to you. Let's do this. We're totally together on this.
Yeah, we've got the John and Adele final two is locked and loaded, and they're ready to go.
Yeah. They also talk about needing to target the showman's next. So Derek and Kayla are next on the board for them.
Yeah, Will's just so laser focused in this plan, and he doesn't even remember, I think, that he was friends with Paris and Maddie like 24 hours ago. I think he's just ready to throw all of that out the window and just stay on course with this new group that he has put together.
I think it's very much the sense of identity. Like he does not want to be associated with the cool kids. And Paris, on the other hand, is the person that came into the game saying, I am a misfit, but I want to pretend to fit in with the cool kids. Will doesn't. Will is like, no, I want to work with these guys. I want to target the cool kids. I know what Canada wants. I want to be that underdog figure. And boy, he's doing it. So Hamza then has a conversation with Derek, which is, if you thought the previous conversation was gibberish from Hamza, this one was, Hamza's like, look, the house wants Jesse out, and I can't go against the house. And Derek's like, I don't think that's true. And he's like, no, but look. And Derek is like, so like Erica, who is this house? And he's like, no. But look, like Jesse, he's just like, I'm not afraid of him, but he's good at competitions, but I'm not afraid of him because he's not good at competitions. And, I gave him my word, but I also like, and I'm a man of my word, but he's kind of a hothead. And Derek's like, what are you talking about? He's not a hothead. And he's like, you think he's not because you're his friend, but he is a hothead. And, I think that ultimately, I have to do what I have to do, and I do stick to my word, but I'm not sure. And this was just this was a very bad conversation for him. Like if there was any chance of Derek not blaming Hamza for this move and thinking that it was somebody else that got in his ear, Hamza just very much alleviated him of that notion. I'm pretty sure Derek will be very upset with Hamza at the end of this week.
Right. And the we keep making fun of how Derek has like no information right now, but the only person that he's going to get like actual like information that knows all the information is Hamza, and Hamza spitting out words like he's like Matt Kleins in Big Brother 18, like yeah. Just like coming out in just awkward spits and nothing is making sense, but it's mostly because Hamza is like trying to keep him cool while also not giving him too much information. But it's just it's not coming across well for Hamza, but Derek isn't really picking up on the fact that he's being like withheld, like all this information is being withheld from him.
I mean, I think Derek was picking up on it by the end for sure. This is the conversation where Derek realizes like, oh, I think Hamza is definitely coming out. Obviously Derek still doesn't know that he doesn't have the votes. But even the body language in this conversation, Hamza is not even looking at Derek for most of the time.
Right,
he's just like looking down like, I don't know. Like it's all messed up.
They're sitting like right next to each other.
It's
in this one, right?
And Derek is sitting with his arm on the thing, looking at Hamza, and Hamza's just like, I'm not sure about, the veto. And I just,
the process.
Yeah. There's just like a lot going on and I would love to keep my word, but, it's not a good conversation for Hamza. So Derek eventually gets the point. He's like, look, dude, if you don't use the veto on Jesse, that's going to put me in a really bad spot because Jesse's going to be pissed at you for breaking your word. And he's going to be like, are you on Hamza's side or are you on my side? And Hamza's like, well, look, if you have to pick sides and you pick sides, that's totally fine. And it's just like a very strange conversation. But Derek definitely gets the gist of this after the conversation. He's like, OK, Jesse's definitely in trouble here. I think the veto is not going to get used.
And I really am surprised just about the fact that all of these conversations that they had the day before when Hamza was swearing on Carolyn, you know, his fiance, and he was saying like, no, I swear on Carolyn, like I'm going to use the veto on Jesse. We're going to save Jesse. And I don't think, maybe I missed it, but I don't think I heard Derek or Jesse bring it up like even once yesterday. They might have said it once. I just don't remember them bringing it up at all. And I feel like that was like their biggest piece of leverage to say like you have to use it. You swore on your fiance. We know how much you love your fiance and you swore on her and now you're saying you're not gonna do it.
Yeah. It's and like Hamza does feel bad about breaking promises, but
that's what's messing with his game so much. All these emotions that he keeps. Even this morning, he was talking to Jesse about how he's not sure that he's going to be able to use the veto. And after he talks to Jesse, he's talking to the camera and he's like, oh, I feel so bad. Like, I really just I don't want to do this. I don't like feeling like this, but he still wants to do it.
Yes. So Paris talks to Hamza as well. She pushes harder than Derek did. You should not take Jesse out. That doesn't make any sense. He's not biting on that. So she's like, okay, fine. Look, why don't you put Derek up then? Why don't you put Kayla up? Why don't you put one of them up? That would be better. And, and Hamza's like, I kind of agree, but I gave them my word. I swore on Carolyn that I wouldn't touch the have-nots. I can't do that to them. And so Paris kind of leaves dejected and rejected. And Veronica, Hamza, Will, Maddie, and Johnny end up talking later. And just when you thought this day was winding down, just when you thought, okay, everything's starting to solidify. It looks like Jesse is going home because of a slammed door. Oh boy, what a week. Oh man. Well, and there's going to be some fighting back and forth between Jesse and Liv. Like, man, what a week. Veronica lets Hamza know, hey, I heard that Derek said he was going to pretend to be your friend and then actually secretly target you if you actually betray Jesse. And Hamza goes, oh, well, why don't I just throw Derek up there then? Why don't we just throw Derek up next to Jesse? Why don't we send maybe Derek home? And Will and Johnny and Maddie are just like, that's kind of a good idea. Why don't you do that? And he's like, you know, I was kind of kidding, but maybe, I don't know. Maybe, is this, should we do this? Should we do this, Matt?
These people are losing their minds, like completely losing their minds. And it's just like they're all hyped up on these big moves, adrenaline rushes. And I don't know where this came from Veronica. I don't know where in her best interests it is to be the person that suggested putting Derek up. And then Derek finds out about this. And then Derek and Kayla are coming for Veronica. Like this didn't make any sense. I just think they missed the Goodnight House guest announcement by like a half hour. If they had went to bed when Big Brother told them to go to bed, they all would have been a lot calmer. This would have gone a lot smoother because he's not putting up Derek. Like he was considering it for like that 10 minutes, but this wasn't a good idea in an idea, and it's not going to happen, which is good, but
Well, it's, who knows? Who knows? Because Hamza did say, like, look, I was just kind of playing to the cameras. It wasn't really a real thing. But now that it's out there in the conversation, you know, Will is like, dude, that's an even bigger move. You should totally do it. And Hamza's like, dude, you fire me up so much. You get me to do dumb things. And Will is like, no, this is a smart thing. You should do it. And he's like, all right, let's sleep on it. Let's sleep on it. And it's probably not going to happen. And so that sort of, you know, then Hamza goes and talks to Marin, and he's like, hey, Marin, you know, I kind of said this thing offhand, but then Will was talking about it and he was firing me up, and I don't know, like, do you think I should nominate Derek? And Marin was like, yeah, you should. Oh, yeah, you should. And so Hamza's like, oh, man, I don't, maybe this is something I should think about.
Somehow they've just all come to the idea that not only do they want Jesse gone, they just really want Olivia safe. They really want to make sure that she doesn't go home. I don't know how this has happened, but that's where they're at, and especially with this would be another big move. Like, you do it. We got to get Jesse up there and sure. We got to get Derek up there and sure Jesse goes home. They're just freaking out. It's funny.
Yeah, well, it's like, you know, Derek and Kayla were always the targets, but for some reason, Hamza just decided not to go after them. It's why Jesse's up there in the first place when he was supposed to be the most insulated person of that side. And so now that that Derek is a possibility, they're like, oh boy, yeah, I like that. I like the sound of that. So then Paris and Maddie have a conversation at the end of the night. They basically say, it's probably a lost cause. I think we have to let go of Jesse. Paris is not happy, though. She has lost a lot of trust in Will. This whole Will, Maddie, Paris trio looks like it's starting to separate. It looks like it's starting to become no more. And that's how we ended the day. There has been some more stuff in the morning that we should be talking about, because it's looking like this Derek thing isn't going to go away anytime soon. This is still a possibility, Matt.
Is it? Because, I mean, if it's happened in the past, like, half hour while we've been talking, I haven't been reading. So
I've been reading.
You might have to fill me in.
I've been reading. So, first of all, Hamza tells Jesse that he won't be using the veto this morning. Right. And Jesse apparently takes it well, because after he leaves, you know, this time there were no slam doors. Hamza's like, oh, I feel bad. I hate that I have to do this. Jesse talks to Derek, and they're all pissed off. Hamza then talks to Veronica. He says, hey, Veronica, make sure you tell Jesse that we have the votes to keep him, because that's what I told him. I told him that I'm not using the veto, but I am going to keep him because we have the votes to keep him. So then Veronica goes, she talks to Jesse. She says, look, we got the votes to keep you, blah, blah, blah. And then Marin, again, is talking to Hamza about this targeting or putting Derek up on the block idea. Hamza is not really for this plan. He doesn't really want to do it, but he keeps saying, man, Will talks me up, and now you're talking me up, Marin. And Marin's like, do it, man, do it. And he's like, don't tell me that. And he's like, do it. And so Marin is pushing hard. Hamza's really considering this. I'm reading this as the update is going on. So I don't really know what the conclusion was. If I had to guess, I would guess that Hamza is not going to do it. I think he's kind of opposed to this idea. He wants to be the person who comes away from this week thinking, I'm the mastermind and everyone loves me, even though he is all about big moves. That said, I think what he told people is like, I don't know, like, let's just see. We'll see what happens at the veto ceremony. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't.
Yeah, in terms of like a personal thing, I don't think he'll do it, because he has gotten so close to Derek. And even though he knows that this connection with Derek might not carry him too far into the game now that he has these other allies, I still think he doesn't want to betray Derek like that. And also from a game perspective, Hamza has been talking about nonstop about how he wants to go into the rest of this week by having two options on the table. He wants to have the Jesse option. He wants to have the Olivia option, so that if they decide on Wednesday, if they decide on Thursday morning that they want to switch it around and they want to take out the other person, they can do that. But if he locks in right now and puts Derek on the block, he is, you know, securing that, you know, one of those two guys will go home. Probably Jesse. Actually, who knows if it's the two.
Who knows?
It might even be Derek at that point. But the point is that he would be securing that one of those guys would go home, when he still wants the option on the table for Olivia to possibly go home, even if it doesn't sound like that's going to happen right now.
Yeah, it's very interesting because if Derek does end up going on the block, it changes everything again, because right now it looks like the votes are there to send Jesse home. But if Derek is up on the block, obviously Kayla is now 100% backing Derek. Yeah. We will probably have people like Erica on Derek's side. But obviously Paris will now have to flip on Derek and Kayla and want to save Jesse. And she'll probably try to bring Maddie along with her. And maybe Will will come along, and maybe that unites them again against Derek. Because if Maddie and Paris are super on board to take out Derek over Jesse, and that's what Will wants to do, then maybe they come back together. There's all kinds of, all kinds of different outcomes that could happen if Derek goes on the block. And I'm not going to go through every vote because I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's worth the time to analyze it. but lots of fun stuff could happen if it does happen. Lots of stuff regardless. This is a very, very good day of feeds, very, very good week of feeds. All of this stuff from last week that I was saying was like super exciting, even though some people are like, it's just Andrew leaving. It's paying off now in a big way. And I'm very much dreading the inevitable twist that, knocks all down.
The one thing that they kept saying going into this week is that they were sick of unanimous votes. They wanted the house to do a little bit more, have people on opposite sides and break things up. At least Hamza's intentions were to make sure that the unanimous vote thing was done with his HOH week. And when you have two people from pretty much the same alliance from the beginning of the game, Jesse and Olivia they were on the same side. Now they're not so much on the same side. This won't be a unanimous vote in most scenarios. Like you can imagine that Paris will still possibly vote. I mean, it's so hard to tell. It's so early in the week. I think this is going to flip back and forth a million times. But I do think that a big part in keeping Jesse for this week, if it does happen, is going to be if Paris can turn the tables and present this as Jesse's side versus Hamza's side. I think that they need to be able to use Hamza as a reason to save Jesse, but they can't do that right now while Hamza still has the veto. And if he, potentially would take down Olivia and put up another one of Paris and Jesse's allies, that would be no good. But once the veto is not used and it's Olivia versus Jesse on the block, that's when I think that Paris and her crew and Jesse can go to work and say, okay, look at the crew that Hamza has assembled on this side. Like, he has Olivia, he has Allie, he has Ryan, like, he has all of these people, and they're going to come after us if we don't keep Jesse in the house. Jesse is one of our numbers, and we have to use Jesse to take Hamza down now that we've seen what Hamza's game is going to look like.
Yeah, it's hopefully going to be a very exciting rest of the week. Make sure you send in any questions now. If you have any questions, if you feel like there's something we haven't touched yet or haven't clarified or you're still confused about, send those questions. We'll try to clarify the situation. This will hopefully be a very illuminating live feed update for everyone. Doom does ask in the chat, any thoughts on Ryan and Paris hearing a voice that they thought was Marsha? Yeah, that happened also yesterday. There was like a voice saying hello or something. And they went searching to try and find this voice. They thought it was Marsha. I assume this was just like some production leak or something, right?
Yeah,
like
I didn't hear anything to suspect otherwise. I don't know what it actually was, but it was fun watching them freak out and search the entire house to find Marsha.
Yes. The things that happen, especially around the super fans who they're like, oh, yeah. I need to be the next, dude that Kevin liked crawling Ooh. Walls. Kevin's guy from last season.
What are you talking about?
Kevin from last season.
Yeah.
He had a guy that he like made out with.
Will?
Yes, Will. That's
You just couldn't remember his name. William. Yeah. I was like, what are you talking about? That climbed walls? Like
they climbed in walls because he got the secret veto.
Okay. I'm picturing like somebody climbing over a wall. I'm like, what did I watch?
No, that was Celebrity with Meta.
Yes, okay. Yes, that was Will.
All right. I know I had one from Alexandra on Twitter about the is Jesse a good target for Hamza? Would he still come after Hamza if he got taken down? Does he ever talk game with him? I feel like he doesn't do a lot in the house. Who would a better target be for Hamza? This is Jesse a good target? What do you think, Matt?
I think yes. I think they didn't talk a whole lot of game in the first week. And if it's not somebody that you can see yourself working closely with, get rid of him. And he's, you know, he's a big social guy. Like, I mean, just personally speaking, I had him at number one on my power rankings last week. I had him at the top of the house. I thought he was playing the best game. He was laying low under the radar. Nobody was coming after him. So, I mean, in theory, or just, I guess, in practice that we've seen, he took the shot at the guy who, at least I thought, and many people thought, was in one of the best positions in the house. So they weren't working too close together. I think it's a good shot.
Yeah, I think that the way he's gone about it has been bad. I think that he could have done this a lot cleaner. But this, you know, I obviously Hamza should not be trusting Jesse, Derek, and Kayla. No, they were not coming after Hamza, but they are the kinds of players that would have aligned with Hamza the week that he was HOH, and then the next week just completely dropped him. That said, you know, that's not a bad way to just slide through the game for a little while. Obviously, a lot of other people were willing to take shots, but that's not really Hamza's style. And so if Hamza is going to go out and take a big shot, you might as well hit one of these people. I honestly think that Kayla is a much bigger threat than both Derek and Jesse. Socially, she has a lot more connections and is a lot more dangerous. That said,
he plays rugby.
Yeah. So if there's a better target for Hamza, I think it would have been Kayla. But you know, I'm not going to go too hard against him for going after Jesse. Jesse is also a dangerous player, and getting Jesse out, I do think Jesse is a bigger target than Derek. I think Jesse had a lot more potential, and putting the spotlight on Jesse, taking him out early, is something that's going to benefit the whole house, I think, because Jesse was very slippery. Mm-hmm.
There's a difference when you do this kind of move at the beginning of the game versus towards like the end of the game. Like if you do this after the jury starts and everyone recognizes that Jesse has to go, everyone's going to appreciate you taking this shot. But by drawing the line in the sand now, it just creates the situation where now Derek and Kayla are probably going to have Hamza on their radar.
Yes, we have a question from Lisa who asks, what do you think of Kayla protecting Erica, being willing to vote Jesse out to Derek? So basically she's withholding the information that Erica is willing to vote Jesse out to Derek. She's not telling Derek this information. And that's because Kayla's playing her own game. Just because she's in the showmance with the guy who is just kind of a bro, who's social and not super strategic, doesn't mean Kayla isn't very strategic. Kayla is a very strategic player. And she is willing to cut Jesse here if she needs to. She's willing to pivot. She's willing to try and pick up allies on the other side. Kayla is a big, big part of the social dynamic in this house, which is why I think she's the bigger threat ultimately. If she, obviously it doesn't benefit her to let Derek know that that Erica is willing to cut these people. She needs to keep her bond with Erica. Erica is a huge part of her game. If she loses Erica, then she's done. So she needs to do everything she can to protect that relationship.
Yeah, and if she can get in with Johnny as well, who Johnny and Erica are close, I think that that'll be a really big selling point to keep her a little bit longer, you know, if Erica's trying to save her. But I agree with you. She needs to keep Erica close.
Yes. Really, what Erica and Derek need to do ultimately is distance themselves entirely from Jesse and say, because basically they need to get Johnny back on their side. Without Johnny, they are done. Johnny is so effective at turning people against them. And their connection to Johnny is Erica, even though Erica has kind of been pulling away from Johnny. They need to get Erica to get back in with Johnny. They need to convince Erica and thus Johnny that Jesse was the one behind all of the Johnny mistakes that they've made. Essentially, Jesse is the one that dropped Johnny's name. Jesse is the one that didn't want to talk to Johnny. Jesse is the one that didn't trust Johnny. And they were believing Jesse. Oh, but they've been played by Jesse. Johnny, we love you. We want you to come back. That's what they need to do. That's how they get back on board. And then with Johnny also comes that relationship that they reformed with Allie and Olivia. If they get all of those people together, I think they can be back on board, especially if they're able to pull Maddie and Paris in as well, because Will is kind of pushing them out. I honestly think that's a possibility. So be on the lookout for that.
Yeah, I do think a lot's going to change, though. I mean, that's my coldest take of this entire morning update, that a lot is going to change over the next few days. So if Paris and Veronica have a talk today and then this entire situation flips on its head, I wouldn't be surprised. And then we end up seeing everybody going back after Olivia because they want to keep Jesse in the house. Like anything could happen in these next few days.
Yes. And that should be restated. This is not a done deal.
Not even close.
It is only Monday. And yes. The eviction is Thursday night, and the veto hasn't even been played yet. The veto ceremony hasn't happened yet. is what I meant to say. And so there's a lot that can change. And there's this vote is close. It's a very close vote, regardless of how you cut it. So there is a lot that can still happen. And that's what makes this week so good. It's what's making this season so good so far. So very, very excited to continue to update you on these live feeds. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to tell you what's going on with the veto ceremony and with the vote, what's happening with all the drama. I'm sure Jesse's going to blow up at some point, which will be fun to watch. And then tonight, after the episode, which is very far behind, we will get Rob Cesternino to talk about the episode and all of that great stuff. Then tomorrow night, the LFC Roundtable. We'll break down all of the stuff that happened and let you know how we feel about these house guests. We'll update the stock watch and all of that great, great stuff. So make sure you check that out as well. I think that's all we got for you. Matt, do you have anything going on?
If you want to check out the power rankings for this week, I did the Survivor ones with your good buddy, Melissa Denny. She did the Survivor rankings with me, and then Puya is doing the Big Brother ones coming up in a few days. So you can check that out. I don't know if we'll have any idea what's going on by then, if it's going to be the same thing that's happening now, if it's going to be completely different, but we'll take a crack at it and see what happens.
This is nuts. I'm reading right now. Kayla's talking to Johnny, blaming Jesse for the rift in their relationship and saying, I feel really good with you. I want to work with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Literally what I just said that she needed to do. Oh, good for you, Kayla. We'll see if it works.
But the ceremony didn't happen yet. No,
not yet.
Like 6 hours.
That's yeah.
Silly question.
These feeds are lit. They're great. All right.
Well, as soon as we get out. Get back on them.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we could be here all day. I literally was like, I could literally run a live commentary over these live feeds. There's so much happening. But there's only so much you can do. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We will see you next time.